It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Steve Gibson. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, Kyle?
Going good. How are you, man?
Oh, not too bad. Surviving.
You bet. We'll talk about all that in a second. You got a new tune called Live Forever, and finally a new song out by Steve Gibson. How's the year been for you so far?
The year's been good, considering with what's going on. But yeah, no, things have been good. The track's been getting spun lots. We're getting lots of spin. So yeah, things are good.
Nice. You're self-isolating, are you, a little bit? Kind of staying away from the general public a bit?
Yeah, that's right. I've got gigs that are coming up, but they're kind of postponed, so we're just going to see what's going to happen in these crazy times, I guess.
Yeah. So you're at home. Are you writing some music? Are you playing guitar? What are you doing to pass the time?
That's it. That's all I'm doing these days. It's kind of beneficial for me because I can just sit down with a guitar and a pen and paper and get some stuff wrote and recorded. I know my friend Adam Brightwright of Brightlight Studios. We've been doing some recording, and we're actually working on a second track here right away. So it's good. Like you say, you got to make the best of what's going on in the world, and that's it. Huh?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. New tune called "Live Forever." Tell me about that song, Steve.
Like you said earlier, I've been out of the loop for quite a while. I went through some personal stuff in the past couple of years, and Live Forever, again, I'll mention Adam phoned us up, and he opened up his own little studio here, and he said you want to come down and do some recording, and I said I got the perfect song, and my next release, I wanted it to be something inspirational, and if you listen to the lyrics in the song Live Forever, it's about life short, and you've got to get out and you've got to live it while they can. I mean, life's too short to sit and beat around the bush. You've got to get out there and do something about it, you know.
Yeah, it's a perfect song for these days, for sure, right?
Exactly right, yeah. It blends in nicely.
You bet. Tell me about Adam. How was it like working with him?
Oh, fantastic. We shared a few venues together, a few stages. He used to play in a Christian rock band called Flood the Stone. And like I say, he gave me a call one day, and he said he was wanting to get into recording, and he bought some equipment, and I went around there one night and we started writing and started recording and never looked back. Yeah, and he lives just down the road from me, so on evenings he'll phone us up. Oh, I need some guitar licks done for this track I'm working on, so I'll run down there. Half an hour, bang, they're done. You know, and yeah, he's fantastic to work with, and he's on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. Everyone can reach him there. Bright Lights Music. So yeah, definitely he's been fantastic for. For me to get back on track as well, he's been kind of an inspiration for me as well. So it's been good.
That's good. Well, like I said, we could talk about gigs and all that sort of thing, but I guess we'll have to wait for a little while to see what happens. But man, it's really nice to have you back on radio again. This is such a cool track.
Right on. It's good to be back. And like I say, I wanted this one to kind of be. It's a personal song of mine. It's got some meaning behind it. So it's just. Yeah, it's about, I hope it touches people and inspires people to do the same thing. It's life too short and you're not going to live forever. So, you know, get out and live right now, you know.
You bet. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Steve? What's the best way for that?
Steve Gibson Music on Instagram, Facebook, the website stevegibsonguitar.com. I know we're busy rebuilding it. We've just rebuilt it, so it's an ongoing thing. Be patient with the website itself. but Facebook and Instagram are up to date, and I'm posting stuff all the time. And with these quiet times of self-isolation and quarantine, I'm posting lots of goofy videos and goofing around with a guitar and stuff like that. So check it out. It's entertainment. It's all in fun. So
you got to say hi to your family for us. And yeah, stay safe, Steve. And we'll chat again for sure.
Absolutely. Everybody take care. And we'll get through this together.
Steve Gibson on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.